Hi, computer security is an important part of doing business. And if you're using Gmail, then setting up a recovery email for your Gmail account, that's job number one. Get that done today if you haven't already. The reason I talk about this is if you lose access to the email, that can turn into a serious headache. So let's talk about setting up the recovery email on Gmail. If you go into the Gmail settings, and then you sign into the account, and on the gear icon on the top right-hand corner, that's settings. They found that great. See all settings is the option I want you to click on and head over to accounts and import tab and change the account settings section. You're going to see click on other Google account settings. Okay. Scroll down to security, the ways we can verify that it's you, and right there you'll see recovery email, and then click on add recovery email, and then your internet provider, your backup spare tire email that everybody should have so that you don't have a single point of failure. We talked about that once before. So then enter that secondary email address into that for your recovery email, not the one that you got for Gmail, obviously, because that's the one we're putting in the backup address for. And then the reason that you need to do this, it's going to give you peace of mind, and you're going to have that extra security layer that gives you peace of mind. So hackers aren't going to be as good of a time hacking you if you've got a backup email to recover that email and reset the password to what you want it to be instead of what they put. Oh, and just like every episode, there's a Google document in the GuyRCookReport.podbean.com, chapter and verse on this setup and how to do it. Hey, to contact me, use the secure contact form on GuyRCook.com. If you like this episode on YouTube, and give it a thumbs up on YouTube.com and click the bell to subscribe to future episodes. It's a wrap.